This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Take Vince Lombardi, Phil Jackson, and who, Joe Torre maybe from his Yankee years, and roll them all up into one, and you get some idea of what Alex Ferguson means to English football, the kind you play with your actual feet, by the way. Ferguson has been the manager of the British Premier League's Manchester United since 1986. He has wrapped up 38 championships of one sort or another along the way, and he's retiring. Fergie announced today he will be stepping down at the end of this season. Even non-soccer fans have heard of Man U, as it's known. What you may not know, though, is that that football team is a publicly traded company worth more than $3 billion. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more now on what Ferguson's departure means for one of the world's top sporting franchises.
Sir Alex Ferguson took an already legendary team and turned it into a global powerhouse.
United is simply a commercial phenomenon.
Kevin Roberts is editorial director at Sport Business International, a publishing and marketing company in London. Not only does the club regularly sell out the largest stadium in England, it rakes in billions of dollars in broadcast rights and sponsorships internationally. Roberts says Man U has teamed up with banks and mobile companies eager to associate with its brand from Sweden to Vietnam.
They have found new ways of raising revenue, of developing international markets. But none of that counts for anything if the team isn't winning on the field.
And win they have, with 13 Premier League titles, among many victories. When the company debuted on the New York Stock Exchange last year, the prospectus warned investors not to expect the same results under different management. Rory Miller teaches in the football industry MBA program at Liverpool University. He says the coach clearly matters, but
it's the collection of players and the results that they get on the pitch that is more important than the coach.
And Man United has proven before that its brand is stronger than one man. After legendary coach Matt Busby quit in 1969, several successors failed to recapture the glory. At one point, the club was relegated to Division II. But United came back and now dominates the Premier League. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.